Welcome to the 17th episode of Brawl Planet. I'm Jelly, and today I will be going over how to win and easily win the Halloween challenge to get that pumpkin emote and the mega box. So I won it 9-1, 9 wins, 1 loss. It was pretty easy when I think I would have got 9-0 if I had my old teammates, but I had to go and eat. So then I did it later and won the challenge with people I looked for. So in this episode, I will also go over all the Brawlers comps you need to do, tactics, and I will be replaying a match and explaining what's happening. Enjoy. Hopefully you guys can win this challenge, by the way.
Before we get started, I just want to say a quick announcement, and it is that Pepsi, Pop Fizz, and Bubble Fizz have created their own Brawl Stars podcast called Brawl Brothers. It's only on Spotify right now, so make sure to go listen to it, follow them, and make sure to go check out their podcast. It's a great podcast. I've enjoyed all 5 episodes they have right now, and make sure to check it out.
So now I'm going to be going over all the Brawlers you need to use for this challenge. So the first map is going to be, what's the first map called again? Oh yeah, it's called Acute. It's a bounty map. And basically, with this map, this is a bounty map, of course. Like I said, you need to be using Mortis, Rico, and Sprout. This is just such an OP comp. Mortis easily just gets the first star, gets the game basically won already. After that, Rico bounces his shots, kills everyone. Sprout continues hiding, shooting people, such a nuisance. Mortis can dash in. Okay, I'm going to replay one of my games and show you how the first one we won. So, I'm Silver Mortis. I get the first star, dash to it. Sprout is left. Rico's right. I'm just hiding next to the Sprout. This is the game we won. We're versing Poco, Tick, Brock. Sprout keeps hitting people. Rico just putting pressure. Me, I just dash into all of them, get the kill, get one kill, then dash out. Use the fidget spinner, not fidget spinner, the spinning gadget. The Rico continues to put pressure. I'm just walking around waiting for the moment to dash in. Keep it going behind the walls. Tick is low. I dash. Okay, the Tick head's running to me. So I'm low HP. It's 7 stars us, 9 stars us, 0 stars them. So then now I'm hiding behind the wall again. Sprout's hiding the wall. He's making everyone low. I'm dashing in. I died. They're continuing to put pressure, making everyone low. I'm hiding behind the wall again, waiting for the moment to pounce. Okay. So I'm waiting to pounce. Nice. I go on the Poco and I get a double kill on the Tick and Poco using my super and gadget and normal attacks. And so basically whenever there's a low brawler, I just dash in and get the kill and then get back to safety. That's what you're going to be doing. Mortis is actually really good for this. We easily run all 3 games. And now I kill the Brock, take out everyone. Okay, now running away. Okay, I didn't take out everyone. I took out the Brock. So it's 18 stars, 3. I dash in. I chain my super with the Poco and Tick. Okay, get the kill on the Tick. Start spinning, 24-3, easy game. So that's basically bounty. That's what you have to do. It's really easy. Okay. For the next section, it is not bounty anymore. It has become gem grab. I've already said this. Called acute angle. The people I used is Leon, Frank, Byron, I already mentioned this before because I had to cut the thing in half. So I'm still a little lost on where I am. So it's Leon, Byron, Frank. Leon places invisibility behind the wall. Very OP. I'm going to just replay the game and say what happens. And yeah, if you follow these things, you should be able to pretty easily win. It's not that hard. Okay, I'm going to read it. So now we are versing a Buzz Bell. I'm Werewolf Leon. Byron's right next to me. And Frank is going left. I place my invisibility, get the first gem. Okay, Frank's kill. We almost killed the Buzz. We killed the Buzz. Bell. Bell's low. Bell and Bell are in the right. My totem died. Okay, now we have two gems. They have zero. Byron's healing us. I put my invisibility totem. I go right up to them and kill them. I go invisible and kill and chip at everyone. I get killed by the Bell. We have three gems. They have three now. But then Frank has a super. He stuns both of them and presses a gadget and gets a double kill. I kill the Bell. Now we're in a good position. We're eight gems. They have zero. Frank has the power grab. Frank is really good, I think, now. Frank stuns, what's his name? The guy, Buzz. Now I have three gems. We have nine gems. Now we have 10 gems running to the bottom. I'm invisible right now. Buzz, we stun Buzz. Frank stuns Buzz and Bo, and we get an easy win. So that's like what you should be doing for acute angle. You need to use our comp, actually. It's surprisingly good. Now, for the last one, it is Sneaky Fields. This is my favorite, actually. You can easily, it's a pretty easy win. Sneaky Fields, but with this comp. Rosa, Frank, and Poco. Another one I did because I had to go offline yesterday, so I had to finish it today. I had to finish it, not today. So I finished the challenge a while ago, and my teammate that I looked for the last two ordered me to go. We had to change the comp. She went Ems. Someone else went Terra, and I went Rosa. So I'm going to go the recommended comp. Rosa, Frank, Poco. This is how it went. So in this match, we versed a BB, Buzz, and Edgar. They were pretty trash, to be honest. They all were clumped together. I pressed my slow, and somehow it missed every single one, even though they were, in the bush. They were basically in the bush. Frank has his gadget activated. I kill both of them. And then everyone's dead. We do an easy score. Now, we basically do the same thing again. Everyone runs in the bush. I press my gadget. Easy. And now I get the ball. I just instantly score. It's such an easy one. That was a fast game, so I'm going to go over one more game with the same comp. So, Rosa, Frank, Poco, this was different teammates this time. And they actually do score. They were good. We versed Brock, Jackie, Frank. So Brock's in the middle. Jackie pressed speed, going really fast. Frank wastes his gadget. I slow them. Now the Jackie has 740 health and she manages to score, unfortunately. But then it changes because Frank has super, which is very amazing. Frank, so everyone's dead apart from me. I press my shield. I managed to kill both of them. I managed to kill the Brock, Jackie, and every single person. Now we're going up. So they're all sad right now. Frank, I'm going behind and kill two people again. Brock's stunned by the Frank and I score. So now it's pretty open. It's going to be hard. Brock supers. Frank supers, but he misses because I dodge. I super the ball up, but Jackie pulls me, so I don't get to shoot. Now I have the ball, and I just score. So that was the game. That's basically who you should be in the challenge. I found it actually pretty easy. I got 9 wins, 1 loss. It was pretty fun and easy. Now I'm happy I got that pin, mega box and pin in the last one. So yeah, use my comp. Actually, it's better than the other people's one. It's actually a good comp, and yeah, you should use it. Thank you for listening to the 17th episode of Brawl Planet. Make sure to follow or subscribe on whatever platform you are listening on, and if you're on Apple Podcasts, to leave a 5-star review. Voice message me or email me to be featured in the next episode, and make sure to check out Brawl Brothers on Spotify. Please make sure to check it out. It's a great podcast by my friends Pepsi, Popfizz, and Bubble Fizz. Popfizz isn't on the podcast yet, and Pepsi mainly does it, but hopefully he will be soon. Bye.